the Son of God has made me free. And the moment Jesus was raised from the dead, in God's mind, every human being ever born of a woman was free from the law of sin and death. All they had to do was accept it.
Welcome to a special edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland as they teach from a beautiful setting near their home to bring a refreshing and insightful look into the Word of God.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And this is the outdoor version. Praise the Lord. You know, for years we go over to Arkansas over there at our prayer cabin and we did broadcast over there. But this year we decided to just stay home and go out the backyard. So here we are out in the backyard at Eagle Mountain Lake here in Fort Worth. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll bless the Lord and He'll bless us and we'll get right into our Bible lesson for the day. Father, we thank You and we praise You and we bless You and worship You. We release our faith. We believe we receive revelation from heaven about the affairs of this life, about Jesus, how to become more like Him, walk in His ways. These are His days. And we thank You and praise You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's open our Bibles today to the book of Galatians. You know, Gloria, the only thing that I miss here about really about our Arkansas broadcast is that bird.
That's what I knew you were going to say.
Yeah.
That.
I mean, he just...
Word bird.
The word bird. Yeah. He would chirp and just go on until people wrote and said, you got the soundtrack of the bird, you got it turned up too high. Well, I couldn't turn him down. He was sitting in a tree out there. But it really did. He was so loud and so pronounced that it did sound like it was on a tape or something. But he did it every time we ever taped out there. And Galatians chapter 3. And we'll go into some very familiar scripture here. But we're going to go somewhere with this that you really, really need to pay attention. So make up your mind right now. If the phone rings, don't answer it. I mean, don't let anything distract you from what we are going to talk about today, because this is the key to living in the promises of God right here in this world. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means that if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you've been born into the kingdom of God. You don't get in the kingdom of God after you die.
That's right.
You're not in the kingdom of God when you die, you ain't going to get in it then. I mean, it's a whole nother deal if that's the case. So we need to be living in this world, but not subject to it. It's supposed to be subject to
Amen.
Us.
That's right.
You remember that the whole thing, if you think about the life of Jesus, and he was, I mean, you know, he got hot when it's hot and cold when it is cold and all that, just like everybody else. He had to eat and he did everything according to the Word of God. And he never work for a living. His work was the work of the Father. He said, I must be about my Father's business. He was on assignment here, which meant he worked a lot harder than somebody working for a living. But his living, he lived by faith. So wherever he went, whatever he did, the devil couldn't use the world's system to stop his assignment, because the devil was subject to him. He was not subject to the devil unless he yielded to him. Well,
yeah, but Brother Copeland, that was Jesus. Well, you're his joint heir, you're bone of his bone,
man.
Flesh of his flesh, blood of his blood,
spirit of his spirit.
Praise God. Amen. So, we're going to get into the, all of that's wonderful and da-da-da, but you need to get into the practical end of it. How do I put this to work right now, right in this mess that I'm living in? How does it work? How do I release it? How do I walk in it? How do I expect? What do I expect? When do I expect? And all of the things that it takes to put it into force. We'll start with Galatians chapter 3, the 13th verse. Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing, that's important, his anointing has redeemed us. Now, either make a note, or I made a note in my Bible right over the word redeemed, and I put separated. He has separated us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Why? So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that's us, that's all the rest of us, in other words, through Jesus, his anointing, for he is the anointed one, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now then, notice here he is saying this. He has separated us from the curse, from its authority, from its power. How? By his anointing. Well, let me ask you something. Who are we? We are the body of Christ. We have his anointing. We have his spirit. We have his word. We have his name. We have his blood. Amen. And when you know how to walk in those things, then you walk in that separation. You remember the word says, come out from among them and be separate.
That's right.
Amen. Do not conform to this world, but by the renewing of your mind, be transformed.
That's where victory is, right?
That's
there.
Where it is, right?
That's
there.
That's it.
Your way of thinking has to change.
If you keep thinking the old way, you're not. Nothing's going to change.
No, and unknowingly, you fall into agreeing with that curse. Well, when you do, you give it right and authority in your life.
Just think back. I mean, everything we thought wrong about, different
yeah.
about than the Word.
100%.
It seemed
just
right to most people direction. Around us, but it was different from the Word.
Yeah.
And so we had
well,
victory.
It always is.
We had no victory.
Well, we do now, and
well,
we've
now.
Lived in it for 42 years.
That's right.
We had to learn the things that you're going to learn this week. I mean, it took us months to learn these things and to walk in them.
We're still learning.
And we made a lot of mistakes and all that kind of thing, but over the years, we learned and God taught us what those mistakes were. You know, the Word says, you have not because you ask not, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss. So what does that mean? Well, that means you have to learn to pray according to what God's Word says about praying. Then you don't ask amiss. When you ask,
that's
you
right.
receive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just every man for himself. Well, oh, God, help, help, help. No, there's more to it than that.
Prayer is not begging.
No, it isn't. And it's not
desperation.
And what was it the guy said?
Scared prayer?
Yeah, they were out there in the field working, and the storm came up, and the lightning hit, and Mom and Daddy broke and started running, and the boy said, wait a minute, Ma! Scared prayer don't do no good!
That's right.
So they were running away. Let's pray over this thing.
He was right.
Prayer and these principles were not given to you and me to use as a standby route of escape. This is not something you just put over the side there and go on about your business. And but if it ever gets to where I can't handle it, thank God I've got this over. No, no, no. What was it the guy said to me and his wife? He said, what are we going to do? She said, maybe we ought to pray. He said, my Lord, has it come to that? Well, no, you pray first and
that's
it don't come
right.
to that.
Amen. There,
it's the difference between a believer and a disciple. A believer is one who's, yes, Jesus is the Savior. Yes, he's been raised from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and take care of me after I die. I'll handle all this down here. Yeah, right. No, a disciple is the one that changes
yes.
his thought life, his word life, his actions according to the Word of God and to Jesus in order to be more like him, be like him, talk like him, act like him, think like him. What happens? You get his results.
Amen.
Amen. So let's get on into this now. Christ has redeemed us. He separated us from the curse of the law. Now, I plan to go over to the book of Exodus and will in just a moment. On our way over there, let's stop at the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, verse 1. There is therefore now. When is that?
Right now.
Every time you read it, it updates itself.
Yeah.
Now is never yesterday or a while ago. No condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, in the anointing of Jesus, has made me free from the law of sin and death. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. What law? The law of sin and death. So I'm redeemed from it. I'm separated from it. I'm free from it. The only way that thing can get into my life is for me to allow it, because the Son of God has made me free. And the moment Jesus was raised from the dead, in God's mind, every human being ever born of a woman was free from the law of sin and death. All they had to do was accept it. At that moment, it was done. Now, here's what I want to bring to the table today. There is a wall of separation. Now, we've heard a whole lot about that, the wall of separation between church and state, particularly here in the United States. And the state pushed and they pushed and they pushed until they built a wall between church and state. And now they're separated from it and they're paying the price for it. They're separated from the church. The church is where the power and the glory is. I'm not talking about just a religious building out there. Yeah. I'm talking about the body of Christ. And anytime you attack Jesus, you're attacking the source of life.
That's right.
And you're going to have to live in death when you do it. And you don't want that.
No, I'm not going to have it.
So, let's go over. We are free. Say it. I'm free from the law of sin and death. Say that out loud.
I'm free from the law of sin and death.
According to this word.
According to this word.
And I'm free from the curse.
I'm free from the curse.
Of the law.
Of the law.
Of sin and death.
Of sin and death.
So now let's go over to the book of Exodus. And we'll talk here from the 8th chapter. Very familiar scripture, but we're going to look at a part of it here that is not all that familiar to people when it comes to renewing your mind to what's going on around us right now. Gloria, let's talk about, it would work in any area of the curse. The curse that came on mankind was that when sin came into the world and death by sin, spiritual death, physical death, sin, sickness, disease, calamity, none of that was in the plan of God. Storms and all that, not in the plan of God. Tornadoes, not in the plan of God. Hurricanes, not in the plan of God. Flu, all different kinds of sickness and diseases. God didn't bring that on mankind. The devil brought it on mankind, but Adam is the one that opened the door to him to bring it in. Now, Jesus came and slammed the door on him and kicked it out.
That's right.
And then gave us the keys to
Praise
walking in it
God.
Just as free as Adam should have. Now, in this eighth chapter of the book of Exodus, this is where God sent Moses to Pharaoh. And he said, now, it's time for you to let my people go. And if you don't, see, all God has to do is, he doesn't have to cause
that's
death.
True.
He doesn't have to cause sickness and disease. It's already here. It came in with sin. Death came by sin. Now, God, people that'll enter into covenant with God, and as long as Israel was in Egypt, they were getting along pretty good. They got along really good for 350 years. And the last 50 years of it, the Bible said they forgot about Joseph. Mm-hmm. See, Joseph brought the blessing to Egypt when they were in really bad famine and really bad shape.
For Israel,
So, long as they were there, there was still a certain amount of protection there. And God said, if you don't let my people go, all he had to do was this. And I mean to tell you, what's the old phrase? All hell broke loose. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, sure
it broke loose, manifested in every direction, in an abundance that they'd never seen before. So then Moses would entreat the Lord. Now, if we had time to study all this out in detail, it's extremely interesting. You can do it. You can read it for yourself. Moses would go sacrifice before the Lord. What was he doing? God had said, blood is supposed to be shed here. You break the word, the covenant of God. Somebody's supposed to die because God is life. And when you separate from him, death is imminent. So God is saying, no. To protect this thing until it develops to the place where Jesus can be born into the earth and be the final sacrifice, you take an animal and you kill that animal and you stand on that animal's blood and then you entreat me and I will accept the death of the animal in place of you and I'll put my covering back over there.
Substitute.
It's substitute, yeah. Substitute sacrificial lamb. Mm-hmm. Representing Jesus. Now, Moses would do that and when he did, it would stop that curse. Now, I want to show you something here. Let's read this in the, let's go down to the 21st verse. If you will not let my people go, I'll send a swarm of flies. Now, God didn't have to send the flies. There's a lot of instances like this where English just doesn't say what Hebrew says, and the people that were translating it didn't have the revelation to understand it. But in the book of Deuteronomy, it says it very clear. It says, if you'll hearken to my commandments and do what I tell you to do, all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. But if you don't, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. Because if you don't listen to my word, you don't have any protection from the curse and it'll come on you. It's already here. He doesn't have to go get it and send it.
You know, flies don't sound so bad when you say flies, but the Amplified Bible says swarms of blood-sucking gadflies.
Yeah, and they called
them. So they weren't normal flies.
No, and they called them wild beasts. It's translated wild. They're blood-sucking beasts that just swarms of them that came in there. Now, here's what I want you to see. They'll come on you and upon your servants and upon your people into the houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of these blood-sucking animals, and also the ground whereon they are. I will sever in that day. What do you sever? We don't use that word as much anymore, but it means to cut, to separate. You sever.
Divorce. Sever.
One from the other. We're back to the word redeem, aren't we? Actually, that word there is translated redeem in some translations. And it is here in just a moment in the 23rd verse. I'll show you. I will draw a line in that day. There'll be a separation in that day between in that day the land of Goshen in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there. To the end thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. I will put a division.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria, does
it says division and amplified.
All right. There's a little number two right here. Now look over here in the cross reference. I will put a redemption between my people and your people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. Now, what did he say? I'm drawing a line. There's a wall of separation. There's a wall of redemption between you and my people. And the flies can't come there. Now,
like think about like East and West Germany. There was a wall.
Wall of separation there, and there was one set of rules on one side, another set of rules on the other. I want to take you over to the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. It's just a couple of books over or so. This is where the first 14 verses are the blessing of Abraham. You remember we read that in Galatians 3, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles or all the rest of us in Christ Jesus. But, verse 14, if you shall not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or the left to go after other gods to serve them, but it will come to pass if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, if you won't hearken to the word to observe his commandments and statutes which I command you this day, all these curses shall come on you and overtake you. Now then, let's go down here. Let's see. Let's pick out one of these. Verse 22. You shall be. Now remember, we said they'll come on you. Well, you come down here, the Lord shall smite you. The people that translated this back years and years ago, Hebrew was not a living spoken language except religiously. And so they didn't know there was a permissive verb, and they translated into English. They thought God caused it, but he didn't. He said, they'll come on you. Now notice, there will be a consumption and a fever with an inflammation, extreme burning, with the sword blasting mildew, and pursue you until you perish. If that's not a description of the flu, I never read one. Or any other kind of fever that causes death. Now, that curse, he said, I'm drawing a line between you and my people, between the curse and the blessing. What if somebody sneezes around you or something and all them little bacterias are flying through, not bacteria, but
germs.
No, not what do you call them? Viruses.
Virus.
Yeah. Just look at them. They're the little blood suckers flying around everywhere, and they move around everywhere, and they get up next to you and boop.
Bam.
There's a sever between you and them. Now, if you don't activate it, your nose is free game, and you, here you go with all the symptoms of the flu, and now you got to go at it to get healed.
And you
healed
don't wait
till
somebody sneezes to activate.
No.
You
y'all be walking in it all the time, and we're out of time.
We are.
We'll have to take it up here tomorrow, which we will do. And Gloria and I'll be back in just a moment.
C. success, thrive, grow, increase, to prosper. Are you ready for a complete financial breakthrough? The key to being a part of God's financial system is to do your part. Step out in faith and receive what God has for you. It's our prayer that you experience true prosperity like never before, spirit, soul, and body. To accomplish this, we've created one of the most in-depth Bible-based resources Kenneth Copeland Ministries has ever made available on this subject. Introducing Lifeline's newest title, Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough. Be prepared to fully engage with all the materials. Write in your workbook, speak the scriptures, pray the prayers, watch the videos, listen to the music, and take time to really absorb the teachings. Take a step of faith towards your financial breakthrough today. Order your copy of Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Now available for just $15. For faster processing, order online at kcm.org. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. This new product is a lifeline practical tool for your everyday needs. Order yours today.
Before we leave the air today, I want to talk to you about a complete financial breakthrough. Oh, glory to God, Brother Cole. Yeah, in 10 days. Praise God. Now, this is a layout plan of getting into the Word that will help you renew your mind and change the way you think and take. See, poverty and bad economy is all under the curse. And when the government finally got their separation between church and state and take down everything about God, then they got the full blast of their own dealings in the economy, and man, it just started going down. But that don't mean you have to go down.
We need
to stay on the redemption from the curse, and this is the way you change your thinking to that. Study book. Two CDs, one DVD, and this workbook tells you which track to listen to and where to go on these things. This is good. You take this into the whole family. Your children need to know this. You don't need to wait till they're old enough so we can get them some credit. Don't be getting them credit, getting them blast. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Get me stirred up over that.
No.
Oh, Lord. The scripture that says, raise up a child in the way that he should go. When he gets old, he won't turn from it. And the next verse says, keep him out of debt. That's teaching on how to keep a child out of debt.
Wow.
We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase a copy of this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory,
the tongue of a believer opens the door either to the spirit of life or the spirit of death.